Every day, Pipiolo and I would dig up another fragrance and share it with the roof dogs. We worked hard to find a good variety, sometimes overlooking the very pungent for the rare and unusual. Life went on like this for some time until it dawned on me that, on many days, Pipiolo would not even get up with me in the morning to walk to school. He was spending more and more time sleeping in the shade during the day, while I was doing all the work myself in the hot sun. One night, as I stepped out into our yard to smell the evening air, I saw Pipiolo's shadow slip into the cornfield. I crouched down so he wouldn't see me and followed him on all fours as he sauntered down the mountainside. Wherever he sniffed, I sniffed. I followed him through several cornfields, through a drainage pipe and under fences, straight to the only store in town that was still open, Tienda Solis. Now I understood why he was so tired during the day.